Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval Renaissance and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. You bet your life.
Let's roll the dice.
I'm all in. The urge to gamble is so embedded in our language that it's tough to imagine a life without a wager or two of some kind. And we're game this hour on Harmonia as we explore music by gamblers, for gamblers, and about gamblers. And what happens on Harmonia stays on Harmonia, right?
Thank you.
We heard Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra perform music by Georg Philipp Telemann, the overture from his Burlesque de Don Quixote, an orchestral suite devoted to Miguel de Cervantes' immortal and delusional hero. In Cervantes' second volume, Don Quixote's squire, Sancho Panza, urges his master to come see his lady love and her damsels, riding forth on, quote, gambling hags. Ambling nags, the Don corrects. Like Cervantes' text, Telemann's burlesque rides the fence between straight-faced and silly. We'll hear more from this work later in the program. Making music is a gamble. You scratch out some notes, or print them, or pluck them from your memory, and hope against hope that what emerges in performance will please your listener. Is it any wonder that music has long been associated with gamesmanship? The composer, harpsichordist, and singer Domenico Scarlatti was talented, fiery, and an inveterate gambler. It's possible that we owe some of his music to his penchant for betting. Legend has it that Queen Maria of Spain and the castrato Farinelli together offered to pay off Scarlatti's gambling debts if he would write down the sonatas he'd been improvising in the royal chambers. Let's hear one of Scarlatti's many, many sonatas for keyboard, the Sonata in A Major. Jacques Aug performs on the fortepiano, the new keyboard instrument of Scarlatti's time. Thank you. We heard music for fortepiano performed by Jacques Aug, the Sonata in A Major by composer and gambler Domenico Scarlatti. In gambling, the house always wins. This was certainly true for the Italian composer Gioachino Rossini, who made a tidy profit from his share of the income from the gaming tables in the foyer of the Teatro di San Carlo, the opera house where Rossini was musical director. Opera-goers in Rossini's time were not quite so well-behaved as they are now, and Rossini's tables were open throughout operatic performances to capture the attention and money of music lovers who had wandered away from the stage. Let's hear music by Rossini, the overture from the opera La Scala di Seta, performed on period instruments by the Hanover Band. Music by Gioachino Rossini, a master of house rules. We heard the Hanover Band, a period instrument ensemble under the direction of Roy Goodman, playing the overture from the opera La Scala di Seta, or The Silken Ladder. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Most classical music lovers can belt out the first few notes of Karl Orff's cantata Carmina Burana. O Fortuna, the work's first movement, has had star turns in movies, television shows, and many, many commercials, including ads for pizza, beer, aftershave, and peppermint patties. What's not as well known is the manuscript from which Orff took his text. Carmina Burana was the name applied in the 1800s to a 13th century manuscript found at the monastery of Benediktbeuern in Germany. The manuscript contains more than 200 poems in Latin, French, and German, and they're not your usual paeans and prayers. Instead, the Goliards, the traveling theology students or clerics thought to have authored the poems, embraced wine, women, moralizing, and gaming. Let's hear some lyrics from Carmina Burana, brought to life by two different groups. First, the Theatrum Instrumentorum perform a song of vice called Carmina Lusorum et Potatorum in Gideonis Aria. Following that, we'll hear the Barry Hayward Consort's rendition of Dic Christi Veritas and Axe Phoebus Aureo.
Thank you.
pieces from the 13th century German manuscript Carmina Burana. We heard the Theatrum Instrumentorum performing Carmina Lusorum et Potatorum in Gideoni's aria, followed by the Barry Hayward Consort performing Dic Christi Veritas and Axe Phoebus Aureo. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Cash in your chips, ante up, bet your money on a bobtailed nag. We're rolling the dice this hour on Harmonia as we explore music by gamblers, about gamblers, and now music to gamble by. What is high-stakes music? You can bet that Vegas casinos know, and it turns out so do scientists. Research suggests that if you want people to wager faster, you need faster music. A simple idea and a profitable one. In most casinos, this translates to pumping rock and roll. But what's an enthusiast of early music to do? One answer, and he's almost always an answer, is Telemann. Let's hear an up-tempo movement from Telemann's Burlesque de Don Quixote, an orchestral suite depicting the exploits of Miguel de Cervantes' immortal wanderer. We'll hear the Don's attack on a row of windmills he believes to be giants. From Georg Philipp Telemann's Burlesque de Don Quixote, we heard his musical portrayal of Quixote's attack on the windmills performed by the orchestra Tafelmusik. Speedy music to get the wagering glowing. Not that Telemann would have approved. His second wife, Maria Caterina Textor, had a serious gambling problem that nearly bankrupted the couple. We'll hear music from a time in Telemann's life when he was publishing prolifically, perhaps to stay one step ahead of his wife's debts. Let's listen to the Modere movement from Telemann's Quartet No. 6 in E minor, one of the Paris quartets.
Thank you.
We heard a movement from one of Georg Philipp Telemann's Paris quartets, Modere, from quartet number 6 in E minor, performed by flutist Wilbert Heselset and trio Sonnerie. Let's move from music inspired by France to the music of France itself, Versailles, where Louis XIV built a pleasure palace. According to accounts of the time, Louis maintained thrice-weekly appartement evenings, parties in which revelers moved between a series of drawing rooms featuring food, drink, billiards, and in the Mars drawing room, gaming tables and musicians. The composer François Couperin may well have composed music for soirées such as this. Certainly his concerts royaux were composed at the court for the king and were intended for listening as opposed to dancing. Let's listen to Jordi Savall and Le Concert des Nations playing movements from Couperin's Quatrième Concert, Sarabande, and Forlan Rondeau Gaiement.
Thank you.
We heard a Sarabande and Folland Rondeau Gaiement from François Couperin's Quatrième Concert, performed by Jordi Savall and Le Concert des Nations. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. To segue from our gambling theme this hour, we're wagering on this featured release, a recording of 15th century Franco-Flemish composer Johannes Achegem's Missa Lomarmé.
Thank you.
That was Ensemble Nusmido performing the Sanctus from their 2015 recording of Akagem's Missa l'Homme Armé. Learn more about recent early music CDs on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writers for this edition of Harmonia are Ann Timberlake and Elizabeth Clark. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis, John Bailey, and Joe Goetz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.